The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. Good. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul. It does settle in your soul, doesn't it?
It does.
Morning, everybody. This is Terry Raposa and...
Wynn Carpenter. Good morning.
We are here with Jefferson State of Mind. Janet Chandler is on assignment. Actually, she's out having fun somewhere.
But she is.
I'm going to tell on her.
But that is her assignment.
It is her assignment.
Her assignment was to go have fun.
That's it. We're broadcasting live from downtown Reading at the KCNR Studios, 96.5 FM, where the music does sound better, and 1460 AM. We are your talk radio. You can also hear us. We stream live all over the world. So you can get us on KCNR1460.com, KCNR1460.com, and we archive forever.
And ever.
And ever.
Amen.
And even, you know, gosh, even when you have something to where you haven't heard this program within 5 minutes, we're archived.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat. Fastest archive in the West, that's Dave. The fastest archiver in the West. Yes. Anyway, the last program had some breaking news. Guess what, folks? We're not a charter county.
Ruh-roh.
Yep, ruh-roh. We're not a charter county. Apparently, according to the last program, which Kevin Cry just did, Joanna Francesca, who apparently was the one who was supposed to file the papers.
No.
Maybe not. Whoops. Well, maybe not, but she didn't file the papers, and therefore we are not a charter county. It makes you wonder what's going to happen with the initiative, because
it makes you wonder what the heck's going on over there.
Well, what happened
was going on.
Well, they just found out. Apparently, they sent everything off to the Secretary of State to try to get it done, and they're hoping it can be retroactive. But we're not a charter county.
Yeah, so anything voted on for a charter county is null and void, right?
Well, that is one option the state can use. Just like, you know, you don't have any plumbing. You know, so.
And all the money that's gone to this and all the effort and everything else going to it.
Isn't that crazy?
Has been just flushed down the toilet.
It's crazy.
Wow.
So anyway, so we just found that out. You can listen to Kevin Cry's program if you go to the archive.
That's almost criminal. I would think that would be criminal if the people voted for something and the elected official, well, the person, the...
Wasn't the elected official.
That's why I'm stopping. The underling of the elected official, who was essentially running the office because the elected official was out on whatever. How come...
I think the way I understood it, and I could be wrong, but the way I understood it, Kathy Darling Allen was still the top dog. And
On record, though.
But she Joanna anything? Was the one who was supposed to...
Be doing everything.
Doing everything. That's the gist I got. You folks can listen to Kevin's programming.
She was the heir apparent for that position.
But, I mean, that's a big deal, you know.
you think?
You know, you stop and think about
it. That's why I ask, is it criminal? I mean, is there anything that can be done there?
Anyway, if you have a question or comment, the phone number is 530-605-4567. 530-605-4567. And also, I received a phone call. My wife and I were in Fortuna, as a matter of fact, during last week on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, visiting my sister and enjoying our 49th anniversary.
There you go.
Yep.
God bless Sally for putting up with you for 49 years.
Well, you know.
She's a saint.
So am I.
No, she's a saint.
You tell him, Sally. Come on.
She's a saint.
Call in and tell him what a saint I am, Sally. Back up the old guy here. Anyway, so I think that, that 49 years is kind of a landmark. So anyway, James Gallagher called. We were at breakfast on Wednesday morning and James Gallagher called me and we had a nice talk about his two-state split, that he wants to propose. And I talked to him about the four-state we want to propose, but the idea that the lines of communication are definitely open on all that, maybe some kind of compromise. But I think most people agree that we need to have some sort of state split in California.
Yeah. A four-state split would be even better. Go to CaliforniaStateSplit.com. Go to CaliforniaStateSplit.com and check it out.
Yeah, that's right. CaliforniaStateSplit.com. CaliforniaStateSplit.com. Thank you, Wynn.
And look at the map that's been drawn out there.
Yes.
And then when you go onto that website, if you go to the map and you see the California outline of all the counties in there and this outlined in the colors there, then move your cursor over just a little bit and click on it again. Then you'll see the full color of the map.
Yes. And I think the thing is that, as long as something happens, I know that in the two-state split, one of the issues that, that James was having and something we discussed, I asked him why he didn't put Orange County and San Diego in his Central California rather than leaving them at the coast. Because if you're going to vote on this and this becomes an initiative and he gets a resolution through and he gets it on the ballot and it becomes an initiative and they want to split the state, those people, if you're in Orange County or San Diego and you're a conservative, you're going to probably vote no on the thing because the status quo of what you have right now is better than what you would have.
Right.
If you were over on that blue coast.
Well, and two, if they don't write the initiative so that the counties can vote the way they want to and not have LA County or any heavily populated county to outvote you, or multiples of you as far as counties, then it's just a waste of time.
And we did put that in the
And we put step. That into our initiative at CaliforniaStateSplit.com.
We did. His comment was he thinks four states would be too hard. Well, maybe it would, maybe it wouldn't, but, maybe it's the hard that really makes it great, It could very well be.
Life is hard.
Yeah, life
Suck is it up, buttercup. Let's just get her done.
So I think a lot of this is going to be something that's going to be debating, but it was good to have a phone call. It was good to have a conversation. Something has to be done. Everybody's aware of that. There's so many different things to try to save California, which how do you save it with the, you can't. With the legislative body we
it's
have.
It's beyond.
You can't do it.
It's beyond.
Yeah, you can't do that. So guys, sorry, you can't do that. There's New California, but the way that map is written out, you may as well just have California. And so, and on top of that, there's no pathway to legislation. They don't even have a pathway. Mm-mm. That's in Article 4, Section 3. At least, James has the pathway of an Article 4, Section 3. Now, one really interesting thing about that conversation is we also brought up, along with San Diego and Orange County being with the more conservative California.
Right.
We'll just call it that for lack of, I don't know if there's a name for it or not. If they're with that, when you go to vote, when we have our vote, if this does happen, then they will swing that vote in a way that they'd want to get away from the coast too.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of conservatives here. I think that would be it would throw a lot of conservative votes this way, but leaving them over in blue hell.
And communism, that's yeah. what it is.
And they're not going to vote for it. So I mentioned that to him. He agreed. But again, nothing's really written in concrete. The nice thing is that somebody who is the top dog in the assembly there in the state.
Right.
And so he is understanding, and I think Ellis has pretty much understood, we've got to have more representation. It's how you do it. And again, state split seems to be the only option.
Well, he's got to be frustrated too, because when they put things forth and ask for a vote on it, it dies because of the party he belongs to. He's a Republican. So in California, things just go to this abyss of nothing.
Well, think about the congressional,
or even just fighting something
with Prop 50. LaMalfa has a dog in the hunt. He was on yesterday on a radio program, and he had questions that were being asked of him, and I don't really know if he really answered any. What I did find out is a lot of things in the big, beautiful bill, at least for the understanding that was explained yesterday on the radio, you don't get – everybody's excited about this thing about tips. You don't get that money right away.
No.
You get it as a tax credit.
Right. You're not paying tax on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get it as a tax credit.
It's not like you're getting a check.
Yeah, well, you're not, the thing is, you have to declare it.
Right.
You only get it back when you file your taxes and fill out the form.
Right.
So it doesn't, so if the kids need new school clothes,
That's not how it works.
It ain't gonna happen. And the more he talked about different things that were happening with the IRS and different things with the big beautiful bill, I'm thinking, man, is there, maybe somebody wants to call on about that. Are we any better off? 605-4567, 530-605-4567. Again, breaking news as per Kevin Cry this morning, we are not a charter county.
Ouch.
I know.
So the proper paperwork wasn't filed?
The proper paperwork was not filed.
Okay.
And who was responsible to follow up with that? Was it the county attorney?
No, according to Kevin Cry's program, Joanna Francesca.
No, she was the one to file it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
she didn't file it.
Since she didn't file it, who was the one to follow up and made sure that she did her chore? Who was the one? Was it the full Board of Supervisors? Was it the county attorney who represents the Board of Supervisors? Was it the CEO of or CAO of the county? Who was it where that responsibility falls? Where
maybe
did that fall?
The county attorney, but it wasn't Larmore.
No, it was the other guy.
It was the other guy, Cruz. Yeah. Okay, so. So,
I'm just asking. So
yeah, I mean,
where
that's a great
fall?
Question.
Where does it fall? Because
great question.
You have to follow up on stuff like that. Good grief. You don't just assume, oh, yeah, we got it done, and then you assume that everything's done. No, prove it. Trust but verify.
Right.
They did it and verify it by having documentation proved that it's date-stamped by the state of all places. By the state. It has to be date received and signed off that, yes, we are acknowledging the fact that you are now a charter county.
That wasn't.
It's no.
It wasn't Pontes the guy who was the
attorney at that point.
No, Pontes was
the CAO.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
I think he was.
I think he might have been.
Yeah.
Or it could have been what's her name?
The in betweener.
Yeah, the interim one.
Was it on purpose or?
Well, depending on the players, it was. Depending on who the players are. Yep, it was.
Andrew, from Bernie, how are you, sir?
Morning, gentlemen. Listen, I have three comments to make in a short story.
But before you make a comment, I want to ask you, what do you think about us not being a charter county?
I was just going to read, that's one of my comments.
Okay.
Chuck Berry wrote a song, Mike Ding-a-ling, and then Joanna Francisca is underling. And I think that's appropriate. No, it's criminal. When I agree, it's flipping criminal. Then the other thing with the taxation on no tips. You know, the way I roll is I don't write on the credit card receipt tip. I give it to them.
Right.
I give it to the people.
I give them the cash.
Yeah. Hello. Okay, then the story. I was required for work purposes to go to West Sacramento on Wednesday, and I drove down there. I arrived around 6:30 in the morning. My meeting was at 7. I go, you know, I'm going to get some Tic Tacs. So on West Capitol Avenue, I drive up and hit a mini mart. And there's gentlemen outside. They go, good morning, guys. They go, good morning. They go, you don't want to go into the store. And I go, well, why not? And they go, well, because there's a pantless woman in there threatening to blow up the place. So I go, fantastic. Thank you. So as I start to hop into my work vehicle, the woman pops out of the door and says, are you afraid? And I go, I most certainly am. So I went next door to Chevron and bought the Tic Tacs, mentioned the pantless woman, and they were like, yeah, she was here a little bit ago. We kicked her out. But here's the most amazing part. I got to my shop. I spoke to and told the story to the several of the mechanics there and office personnel, and they were not amazed. They go, this happens here every day. I'm glad I live in the North State, the state of Jefferson. And that's my comments.
Thank you, brother. Wow. That's good. That's awesome. Funny guy. Love you, Andrew. Great guy.
Thanks, Andrew.
So funny. Okay, we have Richard on the line. Richard, what say you?
Morning, Rich.
Hey, good morning, everybody. So regarding this charter debacle, first of all, I don't trust a word comes out of Joe Lawmore's mouth, but that's another issue. Kathy Allen, February of 2024, announced her retirement, and that the next month was the March 24 primary. That all happened where we voted for the charter status. That certification, called a statement of vote, was presented to the Board of Supervisors in the first week of April of 24. And so, you know, and I remember, I don't have it in front of me, but I remember because Kathy Allen was only a couple months short of officially retiring. Joanna is, I remember seeing a news interview of sorts with Joanna, and she said she's basically running the show since Kathy was, you know, had one foot out the door. Legally, though, Kathy Allen was the one that signed the statement of vote for the March 24 primary because legally she was still the registrar. So, you know, a little bit of a conundrum there, but you know what? Nonetheless, as assistant registrar, Ms. Francesca, she is supposed to be able and ready and willing to step in at a moment's notice to take full control and authority of that office. So, she absolutely, even though Kathy was still the registrar officially and legally, Joanna still has some moral and even some legal responsibility here to make sure that the paperwork was filed appropriately to the full completion period at full stop. Now, Government Code 23713 and the Government Code following that, you all can read it for yourself. That tells you the process, who is required to file the charter, et cetera, et cetera. And by the way, there are no time constraints in this paperwork process to file the charter once approved by the voters.
Can I just for clarification, by saying no time constraints, it means she could drag her feet and sign it a year from now? What do you mean by that?
So in the elections code, which I know quite well, and the regulations, in processes, there's a lot of them that have time constraints, right? Shall be done within 15 or 30 days or 60 days. Shall be filed within 15 days, 30 days. There are zero time constraints in this government code where it reads that the process of filing the charter with the Secretary of State's office. There are zero time constraints in this code.
That's a relief.
Meaning there's no deadline. And it says here that the Secretary of State shall accept the documentation of the voters voting for charter status.
Okay, so another clarification.
Again.
And that is that, and then Wynn has, I think, a question. Wynn, do you want to do your clarification first?
Yeah, quick question. Kathy had a time constraint. She had a drop-dead date of retirement, last day to serve. So that was the time constraint built into this if she was the registrar of voters of record at the time of this election on the vote of this issue on the ballot. So that was the built-in time constraint in my mind. If I'm wrong, then prove it. If the, and Joanna was not the ROV, so if she was operating as the ROV, as we all know she was, then she is as equally responsible for this whole issue. So the both of them, we need to have a press release where they are both forced to sit at a table and we can video them signing this.
Well,
that needs to happen immediately.
Right. Apparently, according to what Kevin said on his program in the previous hour, he said that they overnighted everything to the Secretary of State. Now, that's the thing. I mean, will it go retroactive back to January of last year when we...
So then it's falling on the Secretary of State versus the ROV then, that's what you're saying?
No.
Or is that what Kevin was saying?
No, what Kevin's saying is basically the Board of Supervisors just sent the paperwork that was necessary to begin with to the Secretary of State and overnighted it. I think I want to say it was August 29th, I want to say.
Of 24?
Well, 25. Yeah,
they haven't. They don't have the paperwork.
I had to ask.
Yeah, they don't have the paperwork, so they just overnighted it to the Secretary of State. So if they overnighted it, then they got it on the 30th. I'm assuming.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And then once they get it on the 30th, the thing is it retroactive back, or is it something that they can drag their feet on? That's why I was concerned.
Yeah.
Meaning the Secretary of State could drag their feet. That's why I was asking. Richard whether or not there would be some time constraints on the Secretary of State. That's my question.
Now, who signed that documentation? Was it Joanna? Did it go signed from Joanna and Kathy, or did it go signed from the current ROV and their staff?
Current ROV and the staff.
Okay, so, yeah, I have a couple more points, and then I'll get off of here. So, also in the same government code that I released, that I told you about, it says a copy of the certification, that would be the certification of the charter, one copy shall be recorded in the office of the recorder of the county. So let's go look there. Let's see if it was recorded locally. Okay. It may have not been sent to the Secretary of State, but let's see if it was recorded locally.
Okay, you're saying she may not have sent, meaning Joanna or whoever it was, may not have sent it to the Secretary of State. That's sort of what they're saying, that she never did. Apparently, someone got a hold of her, according to Kevin Cry, a staff member got a hold of Joanna, and Joanna said no, she never sent it. So that there isn't a question of that. She admitted that she never sent it.
Yeah, but did she file it locally, like he's just saying?
Okay, let's check with the office of the local recorder. Let's see if it was sent there. That's separate than going into the Secretary of State.
Right.
And, in the end here, you know, there's something called, it's called the good faith doctrine in the legal world, okay? The people acted and voted for the charter in good faith. The certification of an election called a statement of vote was presented to the Board of Supervisors in good faith. The Board of Supervisors accepted it in good faith. Everything regarding our charter status was done in good faith. By all parties involved, except apparently somebody at the very end who didn't file a piece of paper. So we have legal standing to absolutely tell the Secretary, hey, if you're going to accept our charter now, whether you didn't get one last year is almost irrelevant. Everything was done in good faith, legally and lawfully, up to the point of the omission of the filing. But I think we're going to be fine in the end here. But here's the key. If the state gives us any resistance to this, you think our Board of Supervisors will then spend some money and maybe fight for this for the people? All right, that's my question. Have a good day.
Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, Rich. Dolores, we have about 3 minutes. What say you? Are you there, Dolores? She's not there. Okay.
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. You have about. Yeah. We got about 3 minutes here, so shoot away.
Oh, okay. You're talking about charter, and you're talking about the Measure D, and the people who actually put this together was Patrick Jones and Chris. And here's this date. On December, December 21st, 2021, I sent a complaint to the Secretary of State in regarding an urgent request for an investigation violation of the California election laws by the Shasta County advisor, okay, and regarding the charter, because there were some violations of what they did and how they did it, due process. They failed in certain things and to comply with the election laws. So that was way back in 2024. I knew that they did it wrong. So they did violate some laws. So I submitted a complaint with the Secretary of State.
Okay, one quick question. Okay, so if they violated law, and in doing the charter, in your opinion, if that happened, then I guess the question would be, if that happened, isn't that another strike against not having a charter county, which is something I think most people want? Go ahead.
Well, because the thing is, it's not Joanna's fault. It's the supervisors. They actually violated some law. So it's not Joanna. It was not the election. So that's why I filed a complaint, because I knew they missed some steps, due process. They failed to comply with the election laws and codes. And I won't go into that. But
clarifying here. Okay, so clarifying what you're saying is that they had violated the law when they did the charter, so the charter was going to be null and void anyway, from what you're
saying. Yes, exactly.
Okay, that's one. The second thing is that I don't know whether someone was still supposed to file that, whether it be right, wrong, or indifferent, because you can't say, well, it was gonna be, because you have to have a crime before you have a conviction. In other words, there has to be a crime. So if the charter goes through, then there's a crime. If it doesn't go through, and it isn't even there, there can't be a crime because it didn't happen. I mean, I can say I'm gonna rob your car, but until I rob it, I haven't done anything, so.
Well, here's the thing. The law actually says that the Board of Supervisors did not do due process.
Yeah, I'm not debating that.
Regarding the charter.
Right. I'm not debating that. I'm saying
it's not the election. It's not Joanna.
Right.
It has to be do with the Board of Supervisors. They're the ones who did it.
Okay.
They're the ones who actually override the citizens' right to due process. Okay, there's quite a few codes I have here, but I know you don't have that much time, but I'm just giving you that I filed a complaint back in 2024,
we're gonna have to go off to our break, but thank you, Dolores, and if anybody has, a comment on what Dolores just talked about, or what's been talked about, 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567. Time has come.
We're 51.
Time for a break.
Amen.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children, or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor? Or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones? Pray for the ones who don't know. Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sought for the ones left below? Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue and the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer and look at yourself and what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real person.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Keep a lookout. Sunday, September 7th, Lake Redding Park will be a smoking as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of fire-grilled tri-tipper chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and a beverage. Place a bid at the annual live and silent auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $13 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, Paint Mart in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy, $15 day of the barbecue. Lulu serves great food and drinks at affordable prices 7 days a week. Soups, salads, sandwiches, steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes. Everything is made fresh daily at Lulu's, and you can order prime rib any time of the day, plus the very best Bloody Mary in town. Catering and banquet facilities are also available with customized menus to fit your budget. Join us this Sunday at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. for the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heat and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
don't need this war. But I say there's some things worth fighting for. What about our freedom and this piece of ground? We didn't get to keep them by backing down. They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten how it felt that day?
What a great song. What a great song. I wonder what war he's talking about. We're into about, 10, 12 trillion dollars in debt and wars. We don't know which one are we talking about.
9/11.
Yeah. Anyway, we have, Laura, I believe we have on the line. Laura, what say you?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Joanna Francesca, she at the time, right after the 2024 primary, she was the acting ROV for a couple months before Thomas Tallar came in. And I absolutely feel this falls on her shoulders. It wasn't just during that time. She also claimed that when Thomas Tallar was the ROV, that she was essentially running the show. It was her responsibility. This isn't the first time we had many red flags with her. In fact, when Kevin was talking about a stack of emails this morning, I immediately reckoned back to the CTCL scandal, where Joanna Francesca was sending emails to usurp the Board of Supervisors. It was blatant insubordination, where the board had already decided what they wanted that money to go to. Joanna and Kathy Allen went behind their back to try to redirect the funds for something else. So this is not the first time. The problem is that nobody was held to account during that time. I feel that when there are laws broken, you should hold the county employees who broke them to account with punishment, either legal or termination. She should have been terminated at that point, honestly.
A long time ago. But, amen.
Yeah, so the board could have terminated her then, but they chose not to.
Yeah, you know, and that's the problem. And you know, I've talked about this before, Laura. You know, people commit crimes and they retire with a nice pension. I mean, you know, there doesn't seem to be any consequences for elected officials.
And the long arm of the law does not reach out and tap them on the shoulder and start, you know, raking them over the coals and going through and holding them accountable, which is frustrating because that's exactly what should happen.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's in agreement with that. I mean, it was really kind of breaking news. Did you get a chance to listen to Kevin's show this morning?
I listened to parts of it.
Okay, you might want to go back to the archive and listen to the very beginning, because I was kind of...
Yeah, I did hear that part. And so, and it sounds like she knew about it and she decided not to send it in, which is a blatant violation of her ministerial duties.
You think?
And as Rich said, it's Government Code 23713, that clear ministerial duty. Actually, Lad versus Park, that whole lawsuit has to do with violations of ministerial duties.
Sure.
These are duties that they have to do by a factor of their job description. It's not something they have a choice in the matter. They can't decide if they want to or if they agree.
So where does this take the, I mean, you know, I was talking to Janet Chandler and she said when she was up to, getting signatures up at the fair, in Fall River, that people were saying, hey, they were seeking you guys out, saying, hey, I need to sign that thing. You know, we want voter ID. We want to have honest elections. And you had people coming to you. You got a lot of signatures up there. It seems to be really flowing. Does this sort of all null and void at all now? Or do we know? Or, you know, we know that the Secretary of State has in her possession the paperwork she needs. We know that because the Board of Supervisors overnighted it to her. So we know it's there. I guess the question is, can we retroactively go back to where we're covered on the Charter County? Go ahead.
I can speak to that. Thank you.
Yes, you bet.
I think this will be a minor blip that will not affect our signature drive. You're right that we have had overwhelming support. I tell people who sign, the only people who don't support this are pretty much people who are far left, liberals, and the Board of Supervisors, with the exception of maybe one member. But the thing with this is that
sorry. Yeah, are you on a speakerphone or something? We're losing you. Can you?
Can you hear better now? So.
Yes. Go ahead. Hello. Oh boy.
While we try to get her back.
Yeah, try to get her back. I don't want to lose her. I mean, it was good stuff.
I wonder how it will affect the election coming up between the ROV.
There she
is. It won't affect the election coming up. So, when our charter amendment in 2026, by that time, this will all have been resolved. So, it's just, you know, the paperwork has now been submitted to the Secretary of State.
Yep.
And
yep.
Even if, you know, so this, by the time it actually gets to my pretty will pass.
Hey, Laura, if you're moving around, if you're moving around, just stop, stand still, and talk, because you keep coming in and out, and it's really, really hard to hear you.
I apologize for my connection. I'm standing in one spot, but I can go try to find a different spot if
you're good right there. You're good right there.
Okay. So this will not
affect... Lost her again.
Well, does she want to call back?
Yeah,
that's not working.
Can you call
us back, Laura? Maybe
call
something
back,
else
Laura,
with
yeah.
a new connection. With Joanna Francesca, if she's running against the current Clint Curtis, will this, you know, is it a misstep? Will it affect the election? That's what
you
I
think?
That's what I meant.
Yeah, I think it will.
Yeah,
I mean, I it'll affect her for sure. I mean, Clint Curtis is probably like the cat who ate the canary with this stuff. He's probably pretty excited about having this information come out. So. Did we get Laura back? Did we get Laura back?
Nope, she just hung up again.
There we go.
Jeez.
Man, I wonder where she is.
Well, it could be
camping. Lassen Park.
Okay, is she there? Laura?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, go. Go, go, go. Before we
okay,
lose you.
Okay, good. Sorry, I'm going outside. I get better reception.
That's
outside.
Okay. Go, go.
So this will not affect our charter amendment going forward. It
okay.
isn't due to be on the ballot until 2026. By that time, this will be all resolved in just a blip in the history. But I think that we need to pay attention to this because it's reflective of Joanna Francesca. She's running for office in 2026, and people need to be aware that she is not competent. She continually violates the law, the California law, and her ministerial duty to perform as she's required to do under her job description. So this is something that the voters need to be aware of. It will not affect our progress, although that might have been her intention of not filing it. I don't know. But the citizens will definitely be heard on this matter. And just if I have a moment, I want to talk about C3, which is on the agenda for Tuesday, which Kevin Cry is asking for recommendations of what we want to have in our charter, and he listed all different things, all different types of county government, but he didn't even mention elections, which is the biggest topic at this moment of time. So
for everybody, for just survey, about everybody in the nation, it's the biggest topic. You're right.
Yeah, not just the county.
Yeah,
so
it's the nation.
Kind of a joke. You should definitely look at the agenda. Click in the board packet under C3 and. It's in the consent item. So it's something that, you know, politicians like to put out these surveys and then use the data from that survey to decide the direction they want the government to go. But if the survey is flawed, then everything that comes after that is also going to be flawed.
Mm-hmm.
So please, I encourage your listeners to look into that as well.
I wonder if Joanna Francesca, if she's listening or someone's listening that's friendly with her, would like to come on the program to where we could have a little Q&A with people. And again, when we have people on with Q&A, we don't go for the attack mode. That doesn't mean you can't say, well, why wouldn't you do this, right? But in other words, the personal stuff. But, you know, I'd like to see if she would come on and answer some of these questions. If she's, you know, she's campaigning, she's running for office. Clint Curtis is extremely accessible. I mean, he'll go on anywhere. I mean, you know, you can find Clint Curtis just about any place, and he's happy to talk to the people. But we really haven't heard, I mean, it seems as if we haven't really heard much from Joanna Francesca at this point, and there's so many allegations with the emails and everything else. I'd like to hear, you know, I'd like to have her on. Wouldn't you, Lynn?
Absolutely. I'd like just to get some clarity out, because there may be things that we do not know that could help clear things up.
Yeah, and we're not, and that's the thing. And to me, Kathy Darling Allen, I mean, I think there are many people that share the opinion that they're glad she's gone. But there's probably some people who don't share that opinion.
That's true.
But the thing is that we have to, I'd like to do that, because I think some people have to start answering some questions. You know, we also have the situation with the sales tax. I mean, the people that put that forward, we've reached out to some of them, and I know that people have been asking, why don't you have them on? Well, if they're not responding to us, we can't really do much about it. I think a lot of it is that, a lot of it's just Q&A. I think people, I think a lot of times when you have people that are elected, the Q&A situation for them, especially if they do it on this show, we're not going to let them have a 5-minute answer. I mean, they're going to answer
thoroughly
and quickly.
Well, and the thing too, we need to have questions answered, accountability put into place. We need to have terminations. We need to have prosecutions. So we need to go down the list of all the things that need to happen. And for the love of God, I don't understand why those things have not happened.
Me too.
Until now. And they're not even on the record of happening now, as far as I know, unless this is all discussed in closed session somehow, somewhere. But none of this stuff has ever happened. And it's so frustrating as a citizen of Shasta County, as a taxpayer of Shasta County, and someone who loves Shasta County. It's very frustrating. I just don't understand. And I support a lot of our elected officials. I don't understand why nobody's raising their hand and asking those basic, simple questions. I don't get it.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
I agree. And I kind of wonder.
Think outside the box. Think outside the box. Do not let anybody pin you into a box. Think outside the box. Ask all these questions. You may be asking some wild-ass questions, but guess what? You might get some direct answers. And they may expose themselves accidentally or intentionally. They may get exposed by answering the questions. If you ask them right, ask them very directly. Not a yes or no, not a maybe. Give them a platform on which you want the questions answered, and they have to answer it to your specifications.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And I'd love to see that, because, this garbage about a sales tax, I mean, it's Tanessa said, and she's right. Even if we pass a sales tax, all it's doing is clearing up the problem that we used to have. It doesn't help anything.
Putting a Band-Aid on a huge wound.
Well, yeah.
And it's going to bleed out from under that Band-Aid.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we've all been there, done that. You put a little tiny Band-Aid on something that's gushing. Okay, maybe that's not going to work. Yeah,
well,
it's not going
to
work.
We need state split.
Yes, we do.
We have to have the autonomy in the counties, The folks that are,
where the power is.
I agree. And the people I mean, whether you agree with someone like Laura Hobbs or not, she, from what I see, she's trying to regain the power back in the county, which is what we all want. I mean, I haven't seen her not do that, but I get the same sense from Chris, Kellstrom. I get the same sense from him. I think, the problem is, I think everybody wants the same thing. It's how you get it.
Right.
And I think the main thing is that the state split situation that Gallagher is bringing to the forefront. By the way, within the first 24 hours, that guy had 800 comments. And a lot of the comments on that state split were, whatever happened to the state of Jefferson? From people I'd never seen before, but I perused the comments after I watched his video that he put out. But it was I'm not going to go into everything on the conversation that we had on Wednesday, other than the fact that the lines of communication are open, and we know we need more representation in California. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a given. That's a given. How many we need? A minimum of 1,000, okay, in your assembly for 40 million people. I mean, come on, you can't do that, so you've got to break it into a smaller state. Plus, economically, socially, there's so many differences between the rural counties and the urban counties, it's ridiculous.
Well, even if we did a representative for 3,500 people out of the 40 million, we're looking at a minimum 11,000.
At all?
And we have 120. Yeah. So, it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
I know. So, okay, we have Lori. Lori Bridgeford, I think.
Hey.
This my Lori? Hey, Lori. How you doing?
Really good. I'm not outside looking at the sky right now because I might scream and be too profane for Sunday morning.
So, oh, you mean because our congressman is saying that it doesn't exist?
Yes, sir, Terry. No, this is really serious. So, folks, if you just want to go back to Kelly Frost's Freedom in Action program yesterday, he's on from 7 to 9. They had a segment with Doug LaMalfa, our congressman, District 1, and there was a caller at 8:43. I will be going back to that archive. I will minute marker. I will e-blast as many people as I know about how... I don't want to call it artfully, but very still in denial, minimizing. And he's supposed to represent common sense. If you just look up, Thursday sky, the blimp day, shredded XXs all over. I took a picture around, I don't know, 4 o'clock, sent that out. I will be sending that out. So Supervisor Alan Long, if you still think this is funny and hilarious, you were back on a radio show with Carl Free Fire. You two are yucking it up. I already sent that out, and the board will get this. I'm going to send this far and wide. This is problematic. If you folks are representing us and you do not have eyeballs and you're not legally blind, you are absolutely annoying us. It's already out there. All these other states are wanting a ban.
Yeah, Arkansas, yeah.
Yeah, South Carolina. Dane covers this all along. So I just want to insert that since we're kind of looking at who's responsible, who's representing us. Doug LaMalfa has been around forever, and I don't know. Something's got to give, and something's got to change.
Well, I think the thing, there was that issue, but there when I listened to him being interviewed, I mean, when people were asking questions, he didn't answer a damn thing, really. I mean, not thoroughly. And I think that part of it, in his defense, part of it is, I think maybe he's just not privy to a lot of stuff because he kept saying, well, he didn't know or he'd have to look that up or he doesn't have the information on it. It's kind of like, okay, well then, you know, and he was really on the what's going to happen with Proposition 50. He was on that pretty heavy. The problem is that he doesn't have any jurisdiction on that because he doesn't have jurisdiction because it's state jurisdiction. That's his state proposition. It's not federal.
I know. And this is always an interesting thing. The point in closing is we have all wondered for many, many years, are some of our representatives compromised in some very scare, dark, deep state power structure, whatever cabal, whatever's really running this place, and if it's that country that you can never mention, with the blue star, yeah, that's forever out there, and there's still so many people that just don't want to look at who's really running and owning. Is America owned, other than being incorporated? We're just completely, yeah, it's a mess, and that could be a really good show topic down the road, but I thank you for your time, and yeah, Doug, if you've been compromised, we can figure it out. You are deliberately on an extremely small, short leash, and for you to say what you did multiple times, yesterday was just being still on the same page of we don't know what's going on. We don't have any proof. We don't have. Just look. Watch The Dimming by James Wigington. That's been out for free for a couple years now. So
I think maybe
Terry,
you should tell us how you really feel.
Okay, I know.
Anyway, Lori, thank you very much. Right, good information. Right. Thank you so much. You know, with this Proposition 50, though, I mean, you're looking at a lot of careers. It could either be damaged or ended. I mean, if these boundaries get moved, that's going to certainly affect Doug LaMalfa's district.
It's going to affect all the careers in the county when we turn blue up here in Shasta County. Are you kidding?
I am kidding.
And we're not just talking about political careers. We're talking
careers.
Everybody, everywhere. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's a
careers.
And flipping mess.
You know, and we have to have some kind of resistance against it. But again, because of it all goes back to representation. It all goes back to the fact that California is too damn big to be governed. It has to be broken up. There's no question about that. We have assembly people. Doug LaMalfa has a State of Jefferson flag in his office in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, because when Governor Newsom was visiting with him, and he sat right in front of the Jefferson flag. Don't let us go look at it.
Yeah, I mean, so the point is that everybody knows that. Everybody knows that we need to do that, yet we've got, you know, a lot of resistance. And, you know, I agree with Wynn. I think the four-state initiative is the best idea. Whether that's going to be something palatable or not, I don't know. Okay, Siskiyou Steve, what say you, sir?
Yeah, LaMalfa was up here, and I called him to the table rather harshly, and he just, you know, he reminds me of a basset hound, you know, just droopy, slow, and has really no strong opinion on anything. He keeps saying that he's trying to work with the other side to get them to listen more, but we've been hearing that for years. He's been there too long. We need somebody more aggressive.
Hey, Steve, I want to ask you a question. I want to get some clarification. That was a good statement you made as far as he's trying to get the other side. Why would he try to get the other side? Why would he try to convince the Democrats of anything in Congress? Why do you say that? Go ahead.
What I've heard from him in several times now is that it takes working together, which we, you know, that's the way it works. I mean, we should all be working under one thing, Constitution, number one, God and the Constitution. And, you know, we need to work together, of course, but, and he keeps saying that he's trying to do that to gain, verbiage with them about, you know, what's right.
Okay, well, here's the question I have.
But in the meantime, nothing's happened.
Clarification. This is really a good call. Just clarification is all. And that is that, you know, he said that basically President Trump could have the cure for cancer and the Democrats wouldn't like him. So I'm trying to figure out where I haven't heard him really say that as far as him wanting to work with the other side. Actually, I have. I have heard him say that, but I'm trying to figure out how that.
He says it every single time.
Yeah. So how does that work time, if you're putting down the other side all the time and fighting against the other side and blaming everything on the other side, which I'm not saying he's wrong in doing that, but if you're doing that, how in the world can you possibly say we need to work with him? You know, you're telling a guy to go screw himself, and then you're going to say, hey, you want to work together? You know, how's that going
to
work?
No, I don't think he's saying that. He's trying to work with them on a mature level basis. Like, you know, I know I am. I'm trying to get through to these people.
Well, the comments haven't been palatable.
We don't get anywhere. Well, I don't.
His comments haven't been palatable toward the Democrats. They haven't been.
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
In our sessions, right, he probably is talking like he wants you to hear. He says words that he wants you to hear in him talking to us, but in those sessions in Washington, mm-hmm. I'm sure the verbiage is much, much different. As, you know, I try to come across as like middle of the ground with people and listen to them intently and all. And a lot of times it's just, again, you guys know it doesn't make any sense and sure. You just go, oh my God, I can't believe these people think this way, you know. My comment is that he's a frickin' basset hound and he's useless, like all the supervisors that we have up here.
Okay.
And,
we're going to have to leave it there because we're running out of time, buddy. We're going to have to leave it there because
I want to put a shout out real quick to the restaurant in MacArthur. It's a mom and pop. This woman is working really hard to establish her restaurant up there.
Okay.
We went up there. I had homemade.
We're gonna have to go. No, I'm not trying to cut you off. It's just I got 30 seconds or something. Okay, thank you. Anyway, yeah, I wish, you know, maybe I should have a buzzer. What do you think? The 2-minute mark, Dave, we could have a buzzer. Cause I hate to cut people off, but I mean, what do you do?
Well, now I'm wondering what the restaurant is named.
But yeah, anyway. I know.
Go to MacArthur and find out.
There you go.
Main Street's only about 3 blocks long.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, there's only 2 restaurants up there.
Has the time come for 54?
Maybe.
No. One.
No. Time has come for 51.
2, 3, 4.
You thought we were through. Here's 52. Yip-dee-dee. Yes-siree. Here's 53. You thought there wasn't any more. Here comes 54. There you go. Huh?
All right.
Like that.
So with that, we see Frank Rose on his way out the door to go watch the Steelers. Go get him, buddy. You know, make sure you yell at the other team, buddy. Okay, folks, well, very fast-moving show today. Next week, Janet Chandler will be back. We're going to be talking about some other things. We're going to go back to, we're going to be really hitting the state split thing hard now that, the assembly, is looking at it. Okay. So with that, my good friend, time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her down.
Amen.
Yeehaw.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.